This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow has told the crop insurance industry it needs to form alliances with other interests, such as conservation, to protect the farm program. Speaking at a convention co-sponsored by the American Association of Crop Insurance and National Crop Insurance Services, Stabenow called crop insurance the foundation of the Farm Bill and the Farm Safety Net. She has praised crop insurance as politically defensible, but noted the farm program, including crop insurance, has come under intense criticism. She did point out, however, that support for the program was strengthened by making crop insurance more readily available to specialty crop growers. According to NCIS President Tom Zacharias, the industry's relationship with the conservation community will be at the forefront of building coalitions to defend the policy from critics in the future. The new farm bill will bring changes to crop insurance, but not this year, says First Farm Credit Service crop insurance specialist Nathan Earhart.
Right now, from a crop insurance perspective, we're not going to have any drastic changes for this year. 2015 is when we'll start to see some of those implemented. But what we have found is there's a lot of new products as far as price protection goes for this year. Those products are being offered privately through a lot of different companies.
Earhart says farmers want protection from price swings in between the traditional February and October price points. And some crop insurance products now offer an opportunity to choose additional months during the growing season. Earhart says those products are pretty popular right now.
We're spending most of our days right now with those products because of the interest. They fill a gap, and they also provide a value at a cost that's affordable. So it's a win-win for everybody.
There is no timeline for Farm Bill implementation yet, and insurance providers are waiting for confirmation on shallow loss programs and what exactly will be available. But even prior to the beginning of the new farm programs, Earhart says this is a good time to revisit the crop insurance options.
I think we're finding that a lot of growers that may not have taken crop insurance in the past have really started to feel the effects of the swings in the market and how our economy isn't just at their local level, but it's so much more global than it has been in the past. And so they realize that what they do in their back door doesn't always reflect what's going to happen to them as a general rule. So they've really taken a deeper look at how does crop insurance play a role in that? What level can I start in? And a lot of them have been surprised at both the affordability and what the products will do that they weren't aware of just because they haven't kept up on those changes.
This year's federal crop insurance deadline for spring planted crops is March 17th. According to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, a 14-year veteran of the Des Moines State Fair has been chosen as its new manager. Shannon Woodworth, 47, of West Frankfort, has been a familiar face at the fairgrounds since 1999 when he went to work on a contractual basis for then-manager Sammy Fark. Agriculture Director Bob Fleiter said Shannon is very knowledgeable and passionate about the fair and understands the importance of agriculture to our heritage. Fleiter added, Shannon's work has brought hundreds of thousands of dollars in business sponsorships to the fair, and he believes that Shannon possesses the right skills to ensure the fair remains a showcase for Southern Illinois. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Any parent can tell you that money doesn't grow on trees, but it can grow in an IRA. Country Financial Representative Wayne Schaefer suggests that you consider using your bonus check for just that, strengthening your financial status. Instead of buying another TV, invest in your future. To learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, contact Country Representative Wayne Schaefer in Jerseyville at 498-5800. Insurance products issued by Country Investors Life Insurance Company.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you help protect your private property rights as well as your property values. Macoupin County Farm Bureau fights to keep government from moving into your backyard and watches over land development to prevent damage and pollution to your property and keeps your water clean. Macoupin County Farm Bureau also works to keep landowners informed of land development projects and their effects on nearby properties. Call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau for more information. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means concern for members' rights.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2% and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
A new outdoor show coming to Decatur this summer will focus on unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, in agriculture. The Precision Aerial Agriculture Show is coming to Progress City, USA, the Illinois home of the Farm Progress Show, on July 9th and 10th. The show is a partnership between Penton Farm Progress and Ag Engage, a Decatur-based agriculture information company. While the use of UAVs in agriculture is still relatively new, it's being quickly adopted by farmers, says Ag Engage director Stu Ellis.
It's unbelievable. Just a couple of years ago, nobody had seen anything like this, didn't really know anything about it, didn't know what the term UAV or UAS really stood for.
Apparently, farmers are finding UAVs to be useful in a number of ways.
There are some very good uses for these, whether it's in crop scouting, whether it's in looking for your own livestock and counting cattle. Maybe you want to use yours to fly up to the top of a bin and see if that lightning strike last night caused any damage.
Plans for the show include typical trade show booths and demonstrations.
Many of the manufacturers will be in small lots in Progress City and show how their equipment flies within a limited space. We will have more of a larger space demonstrations with the UAVs being launched over cropland, letting them fly, be controlled, come back, maybe show if there's stresses going on in those fields, whether it might be nitrogen deficiency in corn or, depending upon the weather, whether it's moisture deficient.
The agenda will also bring university researchers, Federal Aviation Administration representatives, and farmer panels to the event. Ellis says it's difficult to gauge just how big the show will be.
It's something that has really just exploded into the scene of agriculture, and many farmers are figuring out new uses for them every day.
More information on the 2014 Precision Aerial Agriculture Show is available at paas2014.com. Again, that's paas2014.com. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction and a look at what's to come with future auctions.
Well, we were expecting a lot more hay than we had, but with the road conditions Friday, it kind of slowed our shippers down, but we ended up with a pretty nice sale. Our alfalfa was from small squares, or from $6.20 to $7.25 a bale. Alfalfa grass was from $3.70 to $5.60 a bale. Our clover grass was from $4.25 to $4.60. We ended up with almost 1,000 small squares of grass hay, and it was from $2.30 to $5 a bale. And our straw was from $2.20 to $2.60 per bale. In the round bales, the alfalfa was at $48. Round bales of mixed grass was from $29 to $43. And our straw was from $18 to $19 a bale. We ended up with 110 alfalfa bales, and it was from $48 in the 3x3s. Was from $48 to $90 a bale. And we had 61 bales of grass hay and 3x3s, and it was from $30 a bale up to $43 per bale.
And can we get a rundown of what we can expect next weekend?
Yeah, for this coming Saturday, we've got a load of Milo. It came in last night. We have another load of dairy quality hay that's supposed to be here. It's coming out of Kansas, weather permitting. So if somebody's looking for that, be sure and call if you're driving a long distance. But it should be in here latter part of the week. And I'm expecting somewhere 2,000 small squares and probably 100 or so round bales. And then on March 1st, my brother has raised a set of black Angus heifers, and they're in their third stage. They're all two-year-olds. They were checked by Greenville Veterinarian Clinic, guaranteed to be bred. They were bred to one of Jerry Joyce's low birth weight bulls. And we're going to auction them off at the hay auction on March 1st at 12:30. So if there's anyone looking for some replacement heifers, this would be an ideal set. If they'd like to look at them before March 1st, get a hold of me and I can show them to them.
So on March 1st, we'll not only have hay, but also some cattle.
Yeah, we're going to sell 15 head of black heifers promptly at 12:30.
All right. And if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.